With What's News, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. President Trump may not boost tariffs on China as scheduled after the March 1st deadline. We'll discuss this with The Wall Street Journal's Bob Davis in a moment. First, here are some headlines. The Federal Reserve released minutes from its January 29th and 30th policy meeting Wednesday. According to the minutes, policymakers expressed greater concern about risks to U.S. economic growth at the meeting, prompting them to signal a halt to interest rate increases. Officials also discussed the circumstances under which they would slow or conclude the wind down of their $4 trillion portfolio of bonds and other assets. The Fed held interest rates steady at the meeting and switched their policy stance from the December meeting, when they raised rates and penciled in two increases this year. Tighter financial conditions and the prospect of muted inflation convinced officials they could hold off on rate increases while they watch how the economy fares. In his annual address Wednesday in Moscow, President Vladimir Putin warned Russia would aim new advanced weapons against the U.S. should it deploy intermediate-range missiles in Europe. It comes in the wake of the breakdown of a Cold War-era nuclear treaty. Mr. Putin said Russia wasn't seeking confrontation with the U.S. and wouldn't make the first move to deploy the missiles. Earlier this month, Russia said it would suspend its obligations under the Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, essentially sealing the fate of the pact the U.S. recently said it plans to abandoned in 6 months if Moscow doesn't destroy missile systems that Washington says are in breach of the pact. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' campaign said it raised $5.9 million in the first 24 hours after his presidential announcement. That's nearly four times the next best showing in the field that numbers a dozen Democratic candidates so far. Sanders, an independent, received donations from more than 225,000 individual donors in the first day of his campaign, a haul that far outpaced his Democratic rivals and some of his biggest fundraising days during his 2016 primary challenge to Hillary Clinton. By comparison, California Senator Kamala Harris raised $1.5 million from 38,000 donors online in the 24 hours after she announced her campaign last month. Still ahead, will President Trump stick to the March 1st deadline on Chinese tariffs? As the U.S. and China hold trade discussions this week, President Trump has eased off his hard deadline for raising tariffs on Chinese imports. Mr. Trump has said the U.S. may not increase levies on China on March 1st as scheduled, saying the deadline to complete talks with Beijing is not a magical date. Let's talk about where trade negotiations stand with Bob Davis, Wall Street Journal senior editor, who joins us from Washington. So, Bob, these trade meetings are taking place in Washington. And these are mid-level meetings, right? Will cabinet-level officials take part, assuming the weather cooperates down there?
Yes, they should be involved. They will be involved as of tomorrow. It'll be Secretary Mnuchin and Ambassador Lighthizer on the U.S. side, and Liu He, the Chinese envoy, on the Chinese side.
Bob, hasn't President Trump's equivocating on the deadline put him at odds with U.S. Trade Rep Lighthizer?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really odd set of circumstances. I mean, Lighthizer is pushing and pushing and pushing, you know, to keep the deadline solid so he can get more leverage and try to get the Chinese to make changes that would wind up to be fundamental changes in the Chinese economy, where the president has said several times, including most recently yesterday, that the deadline isn't really solid, it's not a magical date, you know, we can extend the talks. So that undermines, clearly undermines, the ability of the trade representative to use the deadline as a point of leverage.
Now, how long have these trade meetings gone on, Bob? Haven't they shuttled between Beijing and Washington?
They have started in about mid-January, and there's been, I think this is the fourth round. And again, there at least is this faux deadline, March 1st. So if they don't get anything today, anything this week, I imagine the U.S. team will be back in Beijing next week.
And as you write, absent a deal, Mr. Trump has repeatedly set a firm deadline, or maybe it's Lighthizer who has repeatedly set a firm deadline for tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods to increase to 25%. From 10%, but Lighthizer is really the one that's held firm on this.
Yes, that's true. I mean, it's beyond the president and Lighthizer. I mean, it is part of U.S. law, I guess, or U.S. regulation. It's been published in the Federal Register that tariffs will go up to 25% from 10% at 12:01 a.m. on March 2nd. The U.S. has to change that. Otherwise, it automatically comes into effect.
Will President Trump meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping at some point soon? Would that end up being the deadline for tariffs?
It looks that way. I mean, the president certainly has indicated any number of times that he's willing to do it. The Chinese have invited him. There are a series of events in China starting around March 3rd that would make it impossible for Xi Jinping to meet with Trump. One is the meeting in China of their what passes for a parliament there, the National People's Congress, which takes a couple of weeks starting March 3rd. After that, there's something called the China Development Forum, where the Chinese invite experts and government officials from around the world to talk about development issues. Xi Jinping is very involved in that forum as well. So that kind of takes you to the end of March. So, you know, I would think that would be a possible time, the end of March, early April, sometime around then.
Would the chances increase that, you know, a deal can eventually be struck? I mean, the markets, U.S. financial markets are waiting on this. And also, it seems like from what I have heard that really China is sort of anxious to make a deal and head off these tariffs.
They certainly are. I mean, they'd like a deal before the National People's Congress. I mean, you know, in the U.S., we tend to discount that China has its own politics. We think that Xi Jinping is an all-powerful dictator. I mean, he is a dictator, but that he's not all-powerful. They have plenty of politics there. They're just different than the politics in the U.S. And he would like to have this out of the way by the People's Congress, which starts March 3rd. So, you know, there's pressure, a number of pressures on him to get a deal.
Wall Street Journal senior editor Bob Davis joining us from Washington. Thanks, Bob.
Okay, thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal.